G'day, I'm Steve Scanner, and you're listening to the 60th Hey Suburbia podcast. That's right, number 60. That's 1,200 tracks I've brought you. This podcast includes a label feature on Brass Neck Records, and also a few tracks by some of those people from our punk rock community that have passed away. In fact, we're going to kick off with one of those. This is The Stranglers, which features the rather mercurial keyboard playing of one Dave Greenfield, who, as you no doubt know, passed away due to COVID-19 back in May.
We'll be right back.
Track you heard on this 60th Hey Suburbia podcast was, as I said, The Stranglers with their rather classic Get a Grip on Yourself single from 1977. As you know, their keyboard player, which that song featured heavily, Dave Greenfield, he passed away rather tragically due to COVID-19 in May of this year. After The Stranglers, we had a band at the Grand Rapids, Lansing, Michigan area called Singing Lungs with a song called The Kids I Used to Know. That's taken from a 5-track EP entitled Mutter, and you can find that on Count Your Lucky Stars. After Singing Lungs, we had the British band Litterbug with a song called Cutthroat Capital. It's taken from the band's brand new album, which I think is their fourth, entitled Abstract Melody Saying Terrible Things, and you can find that on Just Say No to Government Music Records. And finishing that batch off was a new British band called Knife Club with a song called The Tibby Tan Tiger. The band features ex-members of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Casual Nausea, and that song is taken from the band's debut album called We Are Knife Club, and that's on TNS Records. Next up, we jot over to Canada for Spectres.
Yeah. guitars in tune. Push the button, pull the lever, flip that switch, I think we're clever. To the pig that makes you move, the earth is flat, but my guitars in tune.
So the band you just heard was the unmistakable sound of Poison Idea with a song called Push the Button. It's taken from the Portland Legends album War All the Time, which has had multiple releases, but it was originally released in 1987 on Alchemy Records. I played that because the band's drummer, Steve the Slayer Hippie Hanford, recently passed away in May as well, in fact, because of a heart attack. Not only did he play drums on that album for the first time, but he also produced the album and co-wrote that track. Before Poison Idea, we had Fang with a song called Riot in Cell Block Number 9. It's taken from a split EP with No Idea that's a co-release from Just For Fun Records and Wounded Records. A little bit of a fact is, I think that song's a Lee Bastola song that was recorded by no one less than Shaken Stevens. Before Fang, we had The Partisans with a song called Time Was Right. Band, as you probably know, are from Wales, and that track was originally the lead track on the band's second album from 1984 on Cloak and Dagger Records. The version I played is the original mix that you can now find on a rather brilliant 3CD set from Cherry Red Records that features both their albums and a 21-track disc of all rare songs and a 16-page booklet. What more do you want? And kicking that batch off was a band out of Vancouver in Canada called Spectres, and that song was Pictures from Occupied Europe. It's taken from the band's new album entitled Nostalgia, and that's on Artifact Records. Next up, we've got the promised label feature on Brassneck Records, and we're going to kick off with or track from one of their most recent releases. This is Crocodile God.
No! it's right? Do you think it's right? Do you think it's right? Do you think it's right?
Was the Brass Neck Records label feature. It featured four tracks on the British label, kicking off with a band out of Liverpool called Crocodile God and a song called Crossed. It's taken from the band's brand new album entitled 13, and I think that's about their fifth album, but first with the original lineup since 1999's Stella. After Crocodile God, we had Ghost on Tape with a song called Is It a Car Crash We Are Living Now? The band's out of Toulouse in France, and that was on a 7-inch single released in 2016 entitled Ignoring All Traffic Lights. After Ghost on Tape, we had The Slow Death with a song called Not Today. The band's out of Minneapolis in America. That track was released in 2016 from a split single with Epic Problem. And rounding that batch off was Epic Problem themselves with a song called Curse Cure. It's taken from the band's final ever release, which is a rather smart three-track single that Brass Neck has just released entitled Grace. If you liked any of those tracks, I recommend you check out Brass Neck Records Bandcamp page. Great little label, lots of good stuff to check out. Next up, we go back to 1987 with The Primitives.
Stop killing me.
So that batch of four kicked off with The Primitives and a song called Stop Killing Me. The original version of that song was released in 1987 on Lazy Records, but that version I played you was from a John Peel session recorded in October 1986. It's just been released as part of a massive 5-CD set that Cherry Red has released entitled Bloom. And it collects everything the band released, plus a whole load of unreleased and live stuff. Well worth checking out. After The Primitives, we had a band out of Cantu, Italy, entitled Faz Waltz. And the song was called Is It Love? It's taken from the band's latest album, which I think is their seventh, entitled Rebel Kicks, and you can find that on Spaghetti Town Records. After Faz Waltz, we had the unmistakable sound of Dave Smalley and his new band, The Bandoleros. The song was called Stabbed, and it's taken from a rather groovy 5-track EP that Little Rocket Records has just released. And finishing that batch off was another tribute to one of our departed punk rock people. This time it was the legend, and I think that's quite true, of Ken Mr. Chai Pig Chin from SNFU. He passed away in July 2020, and the track I played with you was called Fate, and that was from their 1986 Epitaph album entitled FYULABA. I know I should know what that stands for, but I can't think right offhand. Sorry. Next up, we've got a local New Zealand guy who's actually living in Berlin. This is Freddie Fudpucker.
Star. once in a day. Put a hand to a heart and a heart beats a path for a soul. Driving me mad, a love of a life does a snap and I'm glad. And that's what I'm having here. For just a harmless faker, though my hysteria here, you better face me. Funny feelings you say to me.
So the last batch of tunes on this 60th Hey Suburbia podcast started with a fella named Freddie Fudpucker. He's originally out of Dunedin here in New Zealand, but is now living in Berlin. And that track I played you, Hunter Gatherer, is taken from his imminent new album entitled The Weather Knows Us Better Than We Know The Weather. That's released on Rebel High Records, and I think that's something like his 8th album. After Freddie, we had a band called The Reply with a song called Life's Little Victories. They were out of Washington, D.C. in the late 80s, and that song is taken from a 17-track compilation album that collects both the band's EPs and about 8 unreleased tunes. I think it was originally supposed to be on Reply Records, but if the press release is true, it's on Discord, but I can't find much about it from Discord. After The Reply, we had DZTN 1980 with a song called Left Behind Holding the Trash. The name might be familiar to you if you're a fan of the Portland band Abolitionist, because that's the band's mainstay, Dustin Heron's solo work. It's taken from his third album, which is something like the third in 9 months, and you can check them all out on the DZTN 1980 Bandcamp site. And rounding that batch off was the totally otherworldly sounds of the Cardiacs with a song called Goodbye Grace. It's taken from the band's 1991 album entitled Heaven Born and Ever Bright that was released on the band's own Alphabet business concern. And if you didn't know, their mainstay, fella named Tim Smith, passed away in July 2020 with a heart attack. The Cardiacs were a stunning band, if you ever got to see them live. One in a million, unlike any other band I've ever heard before or since. So all of those people that have passed away, that I've played tribute to on this podcast, rest in peace, and thanks for the tunes. So the Cardiacs bring the 60th Hey Suburbia podcast to a close. I hope you heard some new bands you'll be checking out, and I hope you heard a few old bands that you're going to recheck out. On a more important note, I hope you're all keeping well during this COVID-19 crisis the whole planet seems to be engulfed in. We've just had a few new cases appear in New Zealand, and it's kind of worrying times, but probably not as bad as it is for many others listening. So until next time, carry on playing those records, look after yourselves, and as always, if you have any requests, please do get in touch. Later!